Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Two wonderful songs right there about the blood of Jesus Christ and the power that it has to cleanse.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the way, and narrow is Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruits is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them shall not be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them.
Amen. Thank you, Brother King. All right. Now return with me where Brother Gene read for us this morning in Matthew. And we're going to be looking at the last three verses that he read for us. So we're going to be in Matthew chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. Now, what had Jesus been doing before verse 1 in chapter 8? Well, he's been preaching on the mountain, wasn't he? He was preaching what's known as, and we know as, the Sermon on the Mount. Now, immediately, when he was come down from the mountain, verse 1, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. So Jesus was recommending that this leper man be obedient to the law. Jesus was still alive. He hadn't given his life on the cross for us at this point. When he did, we know that the veil was ripped from top to bottom. We know that we no longer needed an earthly priest to go to God for us, because Jesus Christ bought and paid for our entrance to him. All right? What I want us to notice this morning, and we've been preaching that most of you all have been here, and hopefully many of you who are listening on sermon audio have been listening and know that we have been preaching on the significance of a daily partaking of God's Word for the child of God. We have been preaching on the need of the Bible, how God has provided it for us, because the life that He has freely given us depends on this spiritual nourishment. So this will be a continuation of what we've been preaching on. We have been attempting to teach a practical view of Christianity, a practical view of our daily life and how we are to live for Him, and how we are to be able, strengthened, and able to stand for the truth, for the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we see written in the Scriptures. The Scriptures are correct in every point. And so we seek to, by the Scriptures, develop an attitude, if you will, or a course of habits for our daily life that will provide what we need to do what God has put us here to do. All right, that's kind of an introduction there. All right, so what happened here? Well, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. But one particular person came and worshipped him. This person was more than just sick. He had leprosy. So the tissue of his flesh, we all know what leprosy is. I won't go into great detail, but it was deteriorating. It was rotting right there on him. And I know all of us at some point in our life have experienced the sight or the smell of something rotting, whether it's a fish laying on the beach or whatever, an animal on the road. It's extremely unpleasant, isn't it? They were put out away from everybody else, the lepers of the day. They were unclean. I want us to notice that Jesus cleanses this leper of his leprosy. He stops the continual death that is happening in his body, the leprosy, the rotting away of the flesh. Verse 2, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. How did he know that he could? How did this leper man know that Jesus Christ could heal his leprosy? Well, he believed that he could, you see. He believed that he could. We don't know how many miracles he had already witnessed the Lord doing, but he believed that the Lord Jesus could heal him. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. What cleansed him? Well, we know, in effect, that the blood of Christ cleansed him. But at this moment, what went forth from Jesus to this leper that cleansed his body? It was his word, wasn't it? He spoke, didn't he? The Word of God is powerful, isn't it? That's what we've been studying. That's what we've been looking into, the significance of God's Word to us for this very thing, cleansing of death. We experience death every day if we're living. It's kind of amazing how the body works, but We have to wash all the time, don't we? We have to take a shower all the time. Why? Well, because our body is shedding dead skin cells all the time. If we don't wash them off, they build up. Now, these dead skin cells are called keratinocytes. There again, my pronunciation may not be perfect, but that's what they call them. And they have to be washed off on a regular basis, because if they're not, then they build up a layer. And it causes a lot of problems for us. How so? Well, because all of these dead skin cells, if they remain on our outer skin, they block the body's natural pores. And so by doing so, it blocks the natural oils of the body. And what do we get? We get infections. We get pimples. We get blackheads. We get cysts that build up. Why? Because the deadness or the dead cells that the body is losing every day. Why? Because new cells are being produced and taking their place, right? The cleansing. It's amazing to me how the Lord used the body so much as an example of salvation. He told Nicodemus, "You must be born again." He washed the disciples' feet, and he told them, "It's necessary for me to wash your feet." That was an example, wasn't it, for us? The washing of the water of the Word is what we're looking at this morning. It cleanses us. In Ephesians 5:6, we see that the church is sanctified and cleansed by exactly this, the washing of the water of the Word. Now, as we live this life for Christ, we are departing from a life without Him. On a constant basis, we are shedding dead cells. We are shedding the death that clings on to us, not only naturally from the nature that we inherited from Adam and Eve, but those things that cling to us on a daily basis because we live in a fallen and sinful world. So you see, as we partake of God's Word every day, and it's important that we do, because if we don't, the things of this world will build up in our lives, and it will block our connection with the Lord. You ever see that? You ever feel that? That's a real thing. When the things and the love of the things of this world build up in our minds and hearts and take root, if you will, in our minds and hearts and our affections. So wherever our affections are, that's where our time's going to go, right? Absolutely. We see it every day. That's why we must be washed by the Word of God. It really worked. It's one of God's plans for us. And it's how He develops us. I heard a song the other day, bless my heart. I learned to stand while on my knees. You see, trusting in God and looking for Him and looking to Him in His Word on a regular basis strengthens me. And it gives me what I need to stand for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and not allow it in my mind or heart to be watered down, which I see all around me, and which, if allowed, will cling to me, and I'll start thinking that way too. But by the constant washing of the water of the Word, you see, I am renewed. Every time I go to God's Word and rely on Him to speak to me, a lot of people today are claiming that God's speaking to them, just like I'm speaking to you in an audible voice. Well, He speaks to me right here in this Word. This is where I hear His voice. This is where I feel and see the power of His voice to me and its effect in my life. Again, on a daily basis. You know, in 24 hours, we shed about 1 million skin cells. That's a bunch, isn't it? That's like 30,000 or 40,000 an hour. But you see, that's necessary. It's necessary. God made us. You know, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, aren't we? He made these bodies to operate the way they do, and it is incredible. It's past finding out. Not only is God past finding out, our own systems are past finding out. We know a lot about our bodies. We do. But that's because the Lord has granted us insight into how the body works. But you know, the more research that's done, you might say the stronger microscope that's made, the more we discover. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. It's necessary that we shed these dead skin cells. It's necessary that we shed this death from this carnal life that wants to cling to us on a regular basis. Because like the body and the dead skin cells, if they're not washed off, they build up, and they build up, I had it written down, 10 or 15 layers, and it clogs up our pores, and it causes infection. I see it as so relative to my life every day. It's on a regular basis that I have to shed these things that develop in my mind because of what I see, hear, or experience that cause me to put my attention toward the things of the world, that cause me to spend my time toward the things of the world. You see the necessity of God's Word on a regular basis. It is that manna from heaven, and in it we find the true manna from heaven, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Psalm 119:9. Let's flip over there right quick. Just so make sure I get it right. Psalm 119, verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Who walk in the law of the Lord. Yes, Jesus Christ kept the law for us. We're not condemned by the law anymore. But the law is still good for our lives, isn't it? What did He tell the leper? He said, go do what you're supposed to do by the law now. But you are cleansed because I touched you. Same is true for us, isn't it? Yes, He's touched us. But yes, it is good that we have the law. It is the measuring tape, if you will, for the construction of our daily life. That's what it's the ruler. Blessed are they, verse 2, that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart every day. I try to start my day with the Lord. I try to end my day with the Lord. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Verse 3. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Who does the directing? It's Him. Praise God, it's the Holy Spirit that lives within us that directs our paths. Verse 5, oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes, then shall I not be ashamed. In other words, then I will be able to stand up strong for the truth. Because I will be strong in the truth. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments. I will keep Thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. We need cleansing, don't we? And we need it on a regular basis. Even the example of our bodies shedding dead cells shows us how we should live for Him. Your spiritual life is very much like your physical life. You're not going to go long without eating something, nor am I. And if we do, we'll begin to get weak, won't we? We won't have the strength to do the work. And again, work is any movement, I think, in the medical field. That's considered work. We'll get where we can't do it. Well, the spiritual food, the Word of God, is something that we regularly need to take into account and take in to our minds and our hearts, that we would have strength to be who God has predestined us to be. And that is a person loved by Him, who God has predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. We're going to be that perfect man too. And we're going to have a new body like His body. We're going to know Him when we see Him, because we're going to be like Him. We're going to be like Him. We go through a lot of things in this life that the Lord allows us to go through. Still in Psalm 119. In verse 57, we read, "Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words." Makes me think of the song that we sing sometimes. He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him until that day. And that day is the day that we will know Him, because we're going to be like Him when He comes back for us. "I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart." You see, when we do something with our whole heart, it has to be emptied of those things that are against what we're doing, doesn't it? It does. That's one of the things we do when we're being cleansed. Again, I say, we move away from those things that are against our spiritual well-being, that are against Jesus Christ. And yes, the world is against Jesus Christ. The world wants anything to worship, or anyone to worship. They'll worship a tree, a rock, anything but Jesus Christ. And you see, that's that fallen human nature that comes through. That we're being cleansed from. "I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments." That's one of the things that we do, isn't it? We delay. We put things off till later. "The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law," verse 61. "At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word." According unto thy word. "Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments." The leper believed that the Lord Jesus could heal him. And He touched him and healed him. The Lord saved us by quickening our souls. He did so by touching us. He reached out and touched us. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, He has given us this life that lives on Him. that lives on His Word. His Word is powerful. Before I was afflicted, verse 67, I went astray, but now have I kept Thy Word. You see, the Lord, He does afflict us. He does allow these things to happen to us, whether it's pain, whether it's sickness, whether it's circumstances that are hard, that are hurtful, that are confusing. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept Thy Word. You see, He draws us to Himself, don't He? And He does that by reminding us of our great need of Him. No, we can't do it our own. No, we can't live this spiritual life without Him. It is He that lives in us, isn't it? We're a reflection of the life that He lived. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept Thy Word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me Thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep Thy precepts again with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in Thy law daily. I delight in Thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn Thy statutes. Our God is a serious God, and He means what He says, doesn't He? He does. He keeps us on that path. The law of Thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Oh, give me understanding that I may learn Thy commandments. They that fear Thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in Thy word. I know, O Lord, that Thy judgments are right, and that Thou in faithfulness hath afflicted me. You see, He's like the faithful father with the child. If the child needs spanking to correct the child, the father's not going to withhold that from him if he loves the child. God is faithful, isn't He? He's faithful even in those things that we don't enjoy. Even though He gives us these circumstances, as we look to Him every day in His Word, we more and more realize that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Them that are the called according to whatever they want to do with their life? No, according to His purpose for them. What a Savior. May God bless the reading of His Word this morning.